At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
We need you to help us test AB. AB thinks she has a superpower, and that is recommending books to people. If you are someone who wants to be a reader but can just never find the right book, or you feel like, man, I can just never get into a book, you could try, but I just don't like anything, give us a call right now at 855-444-6342. If you are someone who wants to read a book but can just never find the right one, we're going to test it and see if AB can really find the perfect book for anyone. 855-444-MEGA. AB, your sister hates to read and is into it?
My sister Kate hates reading. I don't think she's ever read a book that wasn't like in school, but she asked me a couple weeks ago, hey, do you have a good book I can read? And I was like, okay, I'm not even going to question it. Yeah, I'll give you a book. And the first book I gave her is called The 7-Year Slip, which I read in January. It's like my favorite book I've read this year yet. I read it in like a week. She finished it in 2 days.
Wow.
Oh, who's it by?
I don't know who it's by. It has a bright yellow cover, but it's basically, it's like a romance book, but there also is time travel involved.
I feel like I've seen this on the cover. 7-Year Slip. Okay, it's by Ashley Potson.
It's really good. I like fell in love with the guy in this book. And I review all of the books I read on Goodreads, which I guess I can put that on our story and you can. There's some listeners who have me on Goodreads. And I wrote in my review, finishing this book felt like a breakup and I miss my man.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So
it does pretty good on Goodreads. It's only got like a 4.2 out of 5. And so I feel like you're a better recommendation. Like it's scoring pretty high.
I loved it. So she finished that one in 2 days. And then she came back to me being like, okay, I'm done. I need another one. So then I recommended her a book called The In-Between, which is about this teenage girl who believes her dead boyfriend is trying to contact her.
Oh, boy.
And she finished that in a couple days, sobbed, and was like, that's the best book I've ever read.
Okay. I also can vouch for AB because the best book I've read this year came from an AB recommendation.
Thank you. My favorite book, The Silent Patient.
It's only also the only book I read this year. I had a baby this year, but I did love the book. I thought it was amazing. And so this twisty, turny thriller. It's called The Silent Patient. And that book, I went and got like a second book from that author. That book kind of sucked. It was the book. AB had recommended.
The reason I'm good at recommending books is because I used to not like to read, and I would only read books that people were like, this is the best book I've ever read in my entire life. So now when I'm recommending books, I make sure it's one of my favorite books ever because I don't want them to hate reading.
Okay. So if you think you can put AB to the test or challenge, you give us a call and say, hey, AB, find a book for me. She will find a book for you and we'll see if you like it. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. If you want AB to find a book for you that you'll want to marry. It's the Brett Maga Show. It's the Brett Maga Show, and AB is an avid reader, reads all the time, and she thinks she has a superpower. And I'm starting to actually believe her because the only book I read, my favorite book.
One for one.
AV recommended a book, though, and I loved it. I couldn't put it down. Mm-hmm. And then her sister, who hates to read.
Hates reading. I recommended 3 books to her, and she finished them all in like a week and a half.
So if you are somebody out there who's like, man, I just can't get into it. I can never find a book. AB will find the book for you. Do the work, and then you'll start reading it, and you're going to become a reader at the end of this. If you ever wanted to become a reader, 855 444 mega 855-444-6342. Eric, do you you want to be a reader, huh?
Well, I mean, my wife's a reader and I hate reading, so I guess we can put her to the test on this one.
Oh! Okay, AB, you think you can find a book for my boy Eric?
I would love to try. So, what kind of things are you into? Like, do you have any hobbies?
I mean, I'm a cook, but I mean, I'm into a lot of different stuff. I'm like not picky.
All right.
When it comes to that. Like, I like sci-fi and everything along those.
Oh, I was like, can you recommend a cookbook?
Rachel Ray, the only cook I know.
So sci-fi.
I could recommend a place to go eat, but that's about it on that.
All right.
Okay.
What else do you need to know about Eric before you recommend a book?
Who's your favorite celebrity couple?
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't keep up with the tabloids like that.
You should listen to the hashtag. Next.
Okay. I mean, I listen to you guys all the time.
All right. He's a big fan of the show.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how that'll help me.
I don't know.
Do you have any kind of books that you absolutely hate?
Like romance books.
Okay.
Oh, he's not a lover.
Interesting. No.
Maybe.
Hey.
He didn't say that. No. Why you gotta throw my boy Eric under the bus? He's not a lover.
I wrote Eric hates romance.
Eric. No, you should write. No. Eric, smooth lover. Smooth lover is what they call him. I've heard that before.
Smooth as pudding, buddy.
Smooth as pudding. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give AB 24 hours to find a book that for Eric, smoothest pudding lover out there. And we'll get you back on the show tomorrow, Eric, and AB will have the perfect book for you, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, hang on, Eric. We're going to find a book for Eric. And then, Michelle, you want to be a reader too, huh?
I'm trying.
Are you a smoothest pudding lover? Right. She's like, I don't know about that. Okay, AB, can you get her a book?
What is the last book that you read?
The Housemaid is what I'm currently trying to
read. By Freda McFadden.
Whoa!
Yeah. Wow.
I've read that one.
Did you like it, AB?
That's actually not my favorite book by that author. Okay. I've read 10 books by that author, so that's really interesting.
And Michelle, you don't love it, so it sounds like you're trying to get through it, but you would also consider someone who doesn't love it, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so maybe stay away
from... Prior to that, I read Great Big Beautiful Life, and that one I did enjoy.
Okay, I've not read that one.
Okay.
Okay,
Emily Henry.
Do you normally read during the day or at night?
Probably during the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there are certain books I would not recommend at night because they're a little scary.
Ooh.
All right.
Do you have a favorite celebrity couple, unlike Eric?
My pop culture is so bad.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and then is there any type of book that you hate?
I don't like sci-fi.
Okay. Two different types of books you're going to have to order. Okay.
Yes.
Same thing, Michelle. We're going to give AB 24 hours to do her research, dive deep into her book library, and then she will have a recommendation for you and Eric by tomorrow that I think are going to be books that you can't put down, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get your guys' this information. Do you feel like you have enough information?
I hope so.
Me too. Yeah. You got 24 hours. You're on the clock.